testimony.
Amen.
I mandate all organs in your body. Nerves, arteries, veins, tendons, ligaments, kidneys, ureters, urethra, pancreas, liver, lungs, heart, the spleen, central nervous system, urogenital system,
cardiovascular
system, genitourinary system,
and her ear, the drugs deafened one ear.
Open!
Oh! Opened. It just opened.
In the name of Jesus.
It just opened.
The drugs deafened one ear, which has just opened.
It just opened.
Wave your hands and give him the praise. My power, you know. Remain standing, everybody.
La 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 la
Father, we give you the praise. Only you can do what we have seen. Can everybody be on your feet, please? How many of you know that the anointing that can heal a person can heal a family? That's why we are seeing families deliver. How many of you know that that anointing that can deliver a family and a person can deliver a community? You heard the story of Umuchukwu, where one man and his people decided to burn the idols in their village and say this village belongs to God. And then development started at the speed of fire by the same one man, building a 16-story building diagnostic center in a village, tarred all roads. Be upstanding, please, everybody, no matter how tired you are. Build. And it's a medical doctor. I don't want to be biased, but I think there is something about these guys.
I tell you, sir. And girls.
Hallelujah. And he has done all that in his village. The anointing that can deliver a community can deliver a city. And he can deliver a nation. Can we deploy this anointing to our nation today? Hold the hand of somebody. The lame walked. The afflicted have been healed. All manner of deliverances happened. Nigeria must experience power. He said, I exhort you therefore that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessors, and thanks. 2 Timothy chapter 2 from verse 1. Be made for all men. Sorry, 1 Timothy 2, 1. Verse 2 now says, for kings and for all that are in authority. That is, whether you like them or not. You don't have an option. If you have a king, if you have a president, if you have a leader or a ruler, we must pray for them, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. So we are going to pray. We say, for this is good. That kind of life is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior. We've been praying for our nation for long, and God will hear us. We are going to pray for our leader, the president, and the leadership of our nation. That God will help them to do the right thing, and that God will give us also the right leadership at all levels. Our president visited Benue State yesterday, where there had been a crisis, and that was very commendable, because as the time passed, it appeared as if, and the people are wondering, but he visited yesterday. He also made some statements there that is of great interest, which is the reason why we'll pray now. He wasn't aware that is that the chief law officer or the chief? All right, you have called the name. The person that is mandated to keep internal security in that place, that he asked him to go there and stay there. But the man didn't stay up to 24 hours and returned back. He said he wasn't aware. Now, if truly he told him to stay there, and truly the man didn't stay there, and the man came back and he was not aware, then that is sincerity. To some extent, because not everybody will admit that they are at fault, that something went wrong, and they were not aware. The second part of it is that is very dangerous. It is possible for human beings to forget things, no matter how intelligent we are. So it's possible that maybe the instruction was forgotten. But when an instruction borders on bloodshed, people are dying, and blood is being wasted,
And a person was told to step in there, beef up security and be there in person, and it is not done. If it is in America or Britain or anywhere, either you resign or you are resigned. Either you move out or they move you out. And probably prosecuted for being responsible for bloodshed. It is called insubordination and disobedience to particular orders. In military terms, you are charged. That is one side of it. The second side of it is how many such instructions are being given in other areas of our land that have not been carried out, and number one is not aware of the suffering of the masses. Economic instructions, security instructions, healthcare instructions that are not carried out, and leadership is not aware, and masses are dying. So Lord, intervene in our nation. Let us do it. Let us get it right. By all means, let us get it right as a nation. The lives of people cannot be toyed with like this, and people go scot-free. Father, intervene in our nation and let it be done right. Hold the hand of somebody and lift the hand up. And say after me, say, Father,
Father,
intervene in our nation.
Intervene in our nation.
Intervene in the leadership of our nation.
Intervene in the leadership
and
of our
let
nation.
It be done right.
And let it be done right.
Once and for all.
Once and for all.
In our nation.
In our
intervene, Lord.
Intervene.
Let it be done right. Lift your voice and let us pray. Lift your voice and let us pray. Intervene in our nation. Intervene in our nation. Let us get it right. 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 Intervene in our nation. Intervene in the leadership of the nation. And let it be done right. In the name of Jesus, let it be done right. 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 Nation and let it be done right. Intervene in the leadership of our nation and let it be done right. Intervene. Ikada galaya hasidiyash. Elke tikebe berene keke keke sididish. Lekeke zeline me berekasida. Eme lekasida la baragaya na hasi. Eli kete tire me me kete keli. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Lift the hands up. One more prayer. Say, Father, visit Nigeria
with your anointing.
And help us to rise up
from slumber.
Give us leaders.
All levels.
In the security,
in the civil service,
in the executive,
in the legislature,
give us leaders in the legislative arms and in all arms that know the pains of the people,
that
deal with the people, that will lead
Nigeria
unto greatness,
unto
our destiny. In the name of Jesus, lift your voice and pray. Let us stand Galaya the Hasadidish. Elle Keteke de Berete Sididish. Elle Ketene Mele
Anointing that made the lame to walk men not walk. The anointing that delivered whole families from the powers of ancestral altars would deliver us from the shackles of frustration and failure at leadership levels. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap. Take your seat 1 minute. Just give me 10 minutes. And I'll give a charge, and then we are out in 8 minutes. The question is, who is your God? Who is your God? We could have said, what is your God? But since the Almighty God is a person, the question will be better, who is your God? Philippians chapter 3 and in verse 17. Brethren, be followers together of me. And mark them which walk so as you have us for an example. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you, even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, and who mind earthly things. Who is your God? We just heard that there are some people whose God is their belly. Let me identify who a God is. One, your God is your object of worship. Object of worship. Second, your God is the commander of your attention. The one who commands your attention. God, your God is the commander of your affection. The one you love. Your God is your object of worship. Is the commander of your attention. The commander, number three, of your affection. Number four, your God is the commander of your submission. The one you submit to. The one to whom you cannot say no. You can't say no. Four, five. Your God is the center of your life. Is the one around whom your life revolves. Everything. everything about you revolves around your God. Six. Your God is the commander of your commitment. You can do anything that your God wants you to do. That is why some people do unbelievable things in the house of the native doctor. And number seven, your God is the object of your sacrifice. People sacrifice to deities in the village. Their God. Your object of worship. The commander of your attention. The commander of your affection. The commander of your submission. The setter of your life. The commander of your commitment. The object of your sacrifice. Having defined it like this, who is your God? One, some people serve the God of heaven. That is their God. They worship the God of heaven. He holds their attention, their affection, their submission, their worship. Their life is centering around God. They can run errands for God. They can spend and be spent for God. Two, some people worship practically the devil. They serve the devil. Their God is the devil. Evil is the center of their lives. Every time you see them arriving, evil just arrived. Kill people for money. Claim their robbers or kidnappers or ritualists. At times you look at them, they appear more wicked than Satan. Third, some people worship and serve their flesh. Their life. They worship their flesh. Their flesh commands their attention, commands their affection, commands their submission. Their life centered around their flesh. They can do anything for the flesh. They can run any errand for the flesh. Alcohol holds control because their flesh wants it. Tobacco, marijuana, vanity. Where the Bible calls vanity upon vanity. And you see worshippers of the flesh everywhere in our society today. They want to almost run naked. They want you to see their God. They are advertising their God, the God of nakedness. Because the flesh is the most important aspect of their life. While other people are offering solution to their generation, they are offering their generation flesh. The most important thing they want you to know about them is their flesh. See my chest and see my back and see my side and see my body. That is my offering to this generation. Who is your God? Is it the God of heaven? Is it Satan the devil? Is it your flesh? There are many who will do many things for the flesh that they cannot do for God.
I don't know about you. But when you encounter me, the first thing I want you to see about me is not my flesh. I want you to see my maker. I want you to see the presence of God I carry. I want you to see the fire in my eyes. I want you to feel something. I want you to experience something.
Look beyond my flesh. Look beyond my dress. Look beyond everything I am and just pierce into my spirit.
There are container advertisers. Very minimal content to offer their generation. And when they sell mineral and sell all those things, the real price of what they are selling is the liquid content. You say the price of this thing is so and so, liquid content only. Say what we are marketing is not container but content. Why is the world marketing content and people are trying to market container? For your information, every lady listen to me. If any man marries container, it's a useless, failed marriage from the scratch. I love your container was the only reason why. You didn't see character content. If I were you, I would not over-advertise the container. So that somebody can choose you not because of your body. Because very soon you will see a better body. You will see a body with something that maybe your own doesn't have. And then you are gone. Your container may attract them, but it is only your content that can keep them. So stop wasting your time showcasing your container, deceiving yourself, destroying others, and ending up destroying your own life. What our ancient village mothers used to wear at home and wear in the bedroom and in the bathroom is what people are wearing on the street now. They used to call it simi. I'm sure you remember. Spaghetti hand, all manner. What are you worshipping? Let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me. I want that beauty to be felt. When I was in that Wembley area in London, and that lady, Arabian lady from North Africa, saw me, and she looked at my eyes, and she said, "What you have, I need it." It wasn't the cloth she saw. It wasn't the height or anything. And we went and sat down with her, with my wife, and said, "What are you talking about?" She said, "I don't know what it is, but whatever you have, I want it." And I say, "It is Jesus Christ. It is the presence of God. It is the anointing of the Holy Spirit that made a difference in my life." She said, "Everything you have said, I want it." We have, see, that is what I want from my life. I was in New Jersey with my wife somewhere around the shop. And one man saw me, an American. He said, "Are you a man of God?" I said, "Why?" He said, "It is written all over you. It's written all over you." Paul the Apostle said, "No, let no man trouble me. I bear in my body the marks of Jesus Christ." When was the last time somebody saw you and asked you, "Are you a daughter of God? Are you filled with the Holy Ghost?" Where somebody asks you, "There is something about you that is convicting me. I want to become a Christian because of how you look." Let's not deceive ourselves. Let's be real. Let's be real. The world is deceiving themselves, and they are assisting and they are making people to follow them to deceive themselves. It's a flesh-driven world. Loss of the flesh, loss of the eyes, the pride of life.
That is why today, even in the advertising refrigerator, it's a naked woman. Have you seen it before? Even matches. Toothpaste. What has the woman got to do with the fridge? They want to put her in the fridge? Matches. A woman. Car spanner. Another woman. It's a flesh-driven world. A flesh-worshipping world. A flesh-ruled world. A flesh-dominated, flesh-control. Don't contribute to the fleshiness of the world. Contribute to the puritaness of the world. Let me say it another way. Sister, brother, refuse to contribute to the carnality of your generation. Be one of those contributing to the spirituality of your generation. Contribute to the spirituality, not the carnality. Contribute spirit to your generation, not flesh.
We went to the Vatican, St. Peter's Square, when we traveled some time ago to Europe. And I was pleasantly surprised when people who were trying to enter the St. Peter's Basilica. Can you show the picture if you have it there? At St. Peter's Square in the Vatican City, Rome. People queued up to enter because the statue, or the what do you call it now, the painting, the Michelangelo's paintings, where he laid on his back to paint on the ceiling, and that work on the ceiling until his back became crooked because of how much painting of Paul and all that he did. People who were trying to enter inside, if you have a sleeveless dress, you are not permitted. You can't. They had to cover you, but you are able to step in there. Right? That is a slick church. Some of us think we are more spiritual than. That's the square, the basilica square itself. You couldn't. A man tall and be standing there saying no. They will have to cover you with cloth before you step in. Or go back. You have to make a choice. What are we offering our generation? What are we offering our generation? Those of you who have fashion houses, people should come to you and make demands on certain fashion and tell them, I don't sew this type. Because God will hold you responsible for advertising the flesh in your generation by your profession. It's like I'm a doctor and somebody comes and says, I need an abortion. The person craves. Not me, it's not me yet. You craze? Craze worry you? Do you use red eyes to frighten lion? Do you use money to tempt billionaire? No! Can't, it's not possible. Somebody comes to you and says, I need a dress that, we call it body fitted. So that when the person is moving, it's like a statue. Yesterday, I saw somebody on our site. My driver. I said, is that a human being or a baby doll? The face, unrealistic. Of course, different, far different color from the hand. The eyelashes, not possible. Have you seen baby doll before? I said, is that a person or a baby doll? The driver laughed. I said, it's a person. Where are we going? Who is your God? How much time do you spend in front of mirror versus closet? How much time do you spend in the hair dressing salon versus the presence of God? Telling you who your God is.
How much money do you spend on material things versus money you say, the money I have spent for God this year, if I am to eat from it for my stomach, I don't think I think it may last up to 20 years. That is the only food I am eating out of it. That is conservative. How is it that somebody is spending more on himself than on the one he calls his God?
Who is your God? Take a seat. I may not go beyond this. I may stop in those three. See that? We are worshipping the God of heaven, worshipping Satan the devil, or worshipping the flesh.
The God of the flesh is also the God of entertainment. It's also the God of fashion. It's also the God of greed, covetousness.
It's also the God of self-satisfaction at the expense of every other person. What is your God?
You can see tobacco and junk can wake somebody up in the night. But he cannot wake up to pray. Marijuana addiction. Cocaine can make a person sell a whole house to drink cocaine. He can't sell a house to help his mother. He can't sell a house to help his village. Can't sell a house to build a church. That is to show you who his God is.
But my God is your God. Stand up on your feet. Stand up on your feet. I have exceeded the time I thought I will, but just be upstanding. Everywhere you are, please, there's no movement. In 5 minutes, we should be through. You want me to continue preaching? You can sit down.
I stand up on your feet. Those seated everywhere. The world dealt with you too much. You tire. Stand up.
Hallelujah.
Lift your hands and say, Father, I will never worship man-made God.
You are my God. Lift your hands high. Everywhere you are in this assembly, the sanctuary, the galleries, the overflows, everywhere you are, you will pick your Bibles. Again, please give me 5 more minutes. And you are saying, Pastor, the God of heaven is my God. Other things may have come between me and God, but nothing can take the place of my God. I want to truly and genuinely hand over my life to Jesus. I want to worship the God of heaven. Maybe you are addicted and you want the addiction broken. Maybe you backslid and you want to return back to God. Maybe you could be born again for the first time. Pick your Bible if you are in any of those three categories. Want to rededicate yourself back? You have come out before, you want to come again? You want to have an addiction broken so you can be sure of heaven? And you want to give yourself to God for the very first time and be genuinely born again? Carry your Bibles at the count of 7 and quickly rush forward here. 1. 2. Don't be the last to come. Carry your Bibles on your back. 3. 4. Lord, my highest life ambition.
My highest life ambition.
4. Keep coming, keep coming, keep coming, keep coming. Dr. Miss Anencha, please join me here. Rush forward. 5.
Oh, Lord, highest life from thee.
again. Hold the hand of somebody near you. If anybody is seated, please be upstanding. I'm standing for a very long time. Just two quick things. We have been on the Wisdom for Finance. Very, very explosive. On Sunday, tomorrow in two services. The home church. And then on Sunday, in six overflowed services, an impartition service. I continue on that pathway of wisdom. Since the issue of money is such a very critical issue for our lives. Let your friends and loved ones know what God is doing. Two prayers quickly in the name of Jesus before we take our seat 1 minute and take our offering. I pray for you today. Anyone who is still afflicted with any form of sickness and disease you came here with, it is arrested forever. In Jesus' precious name. Now hold the hand of the person near you, lift it up a little bit, and pray for that person. Help my brother or my sister, as the case may be, to be a genuine worshiper of the living God. Deliver him, deliver her from the worship of the flesh or the worship of the devil. Lift your voice and pray now.
Hold the neighbor's hand and pray that prayer with passion. Pray that prayer with passion. Pray that prayer with passion. Father, I pray for my brother. I pray for my sister. I ask, oh God, for the fulfillment of everything you have created to fulfill. Those of you in front, and pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, thank you for dying for my sins. Thank you for this opportunity I have today to receive you as my Lord and Savior. Oh Lord, forgive me all my sins. Come into my life. Be the Lord of my life. Wash away my sins. Make me a new person. From today, I turn my back on sin. I turn my back on the devil. And I will live for you, Lord, and for you alone, in the name of Jesus Christ. All of us, let's lift up our hands as we pray today. Say, Father, let me be a reflection of who you are everywhere I am. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, help me to define the God that I am serving. Oh, Lord. If I am serving any other God, consciously or unconsciously, other Father, forgive me and help me to redirect my worship to you and to you alone in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Let's give Jesus a big clap and a shout of praise. Please, you may be seated as you put together your offerings. Those of you in front here, lift up your hands and let me pray for you. Father, thank you for the commitment of these precious ones today. Lord, the rededication of lives, salvation afresh. Lord, I ask that you will cause them to live lives that please you. From today onwards, they shall no longer be victims of satanic worship or satanic oppression or diverted loyalty in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for hearing and answering in Jesus' name. Congratulations. Please help me shake your neighbor, somebody beside you. Tell them congratulations. Something great has happened to you today. Congratulations. Our counselors are standing right behind you. They'll just proceed with you and they spend a little time talking with you and helping you to be grounded. Can I pray for somebody who has an addiction? You are addicted to Indian hemp. Hold on. You are addicted to something, Indian hemp or cigarette or tobacco, well, they are the same, or alcohol or pornography or immorality, like the man that shared the testimony of his deliverance. In 24 hours, he must sleep with a woman. He cannot exist. Great, I see your hands up. All right, lift up your hands. Let me pray for you. Say after me, Lord Jesus, today I refuse to be an addict anymore. In the name of Jesus, right now, every addiction, call the name of what you are addicted to. I break your hold from my life. In Jesus' name, you addiction to alcohol, to Indian hemp, to cigarettes, to cocaine, to pentazocine, to pornography, to immorality, to Name the addiction. Say you addictions. Today, I lay you at the foot of the cross and I take on the righteousness of Jesus. From today, I will live for God. I will serve God. From my brain to my taste buds, you addiction in my dopamine receptors, you are now broken. I am now free in Jesus' name. Congratulations. I'm excited for you. I break the yoke of addiction from off your life. You will go today, never to return to any addiction of Jesus. You shall love God and love your life in Jesus' name. Congratulations. The rest of us, pick up an offering. Your blessing upon every hand stretched forward before you today. This hand shall never run dry. As they give to you, O God, of the substance that you have graciously given to them, I ask, O God, that you receive it of our hands in the name of Jesus. And Father, as it flows out, we receive our inflow to the glory of your name in Jesus' name. Amen. Can you lift up your offerings? Take that hand that has been blessed and pick your offering and lift it up with a shout of hallelujah. Father, we ask to receive these offerings of our hands. We ask that the windows be open to send us. And we thank you, O God, for pouring us out a blessing that will not have room enough to contain in Jesus' name. Can we cast these offerings with excitement? Hallelujah. Just as a way of reminder, tomorrow we'll be here for our power communion services, first and second service, 4:45 p.m. and 6:30 p.m. There are going to be times of great blessings. And like Daddy has told us, he'll be continuing teaching on wisdom for finances. Somebody sent me a text from outside the country and said, I just look forward to the remaining of this teaching on this series. And I believe that as you look forward to it and you practicalize the things that we are learning and we are hearing, God will transform your life and destiny in the name of Jesus. You know, I'm amazed that there are still people that argue certain things. There are some basic wisdom for finances that when put into practice, you are on a smooth sail. You are on a high flight. And I trust God that before this month is over, every one of us will be walking in the same revelations and in the same realm in the name of Jesus and seeing the same results. How many of you want to see results beyond what you have ever seen before? So shall it be in the name of Jesus Christ. And Sunday, 6 power pack services, be sure to be there. Invite your friends and your loved ones, and I know that the Lord will bless you in the name of Jesus. Now, the lady that we took her testimony at the end of the testimonies of healing, as she woke up out of the unconsciousness, the first day she was able to step out of the bed and walk from the bed to the door of the hospital room. Everybody in the hospital was shouting. The next day she decided to take her faith further and she decided to walk out of the door to the outside of the hospital. That was a great step. But what happened? In the process of that happening, she saw them wheeling in a man on a wheelchair, incapacitated, quarter to die too. They were wheeling him in. And she said, like the Bible says, the compassion, the kind of compassion that Jesus had, compassion welled up on the inside of her. She remembered what God had just done for her. And then she walked to the man and said, do you believe that God can heal you? Do you believe God can deliver you? And the man looked up and said, yes. And then she said, would you like to give your life to Jesus Christ? And the man said, yes. So she led him in the sinner's prayer. Who are we talking about? The person that just woke up from virtually being dead and was taking her second day of walking on her 2 feet. She didn't want to keep what God had done for her to herself. She led the man to Christ. He prayed the sinner's prayer. Got born again. And then the Holy Spirit told her, tell him that he's healed. He should get out of the wheelchair. And she said to herself, if I say that and he doesn't, will I not be ashamed? And then it was like, it's not about you. It's God telling you. So she said to the man, get out of the wheelchair. You are healed. And the brother-in-law of the man wanted to help. Now said, no, I'm healed. I'm getting up by myself. He got out of the wheelchair and started walking around. Are you hearing what I'm hearing? What is the essence of my story? We give God praise for that miracle. But what am I saying? Let's not just know God for ourselves. Let us share God with other people. As we leave today, go invite your friends, invite your loved ones. Get on the streets, evangelize, tell people, I'd like you to know that Jesus loves you and he died for your sins. If you want to receive him as your Lord and Savior, just pray this prayer after me. If you have been to church once, twice, three times, you will know the sinner's prayer. If you prayed it, you will know how to lead somebody else in praying it. And you'll be amazed at what God will do. Let's not enjoy this presence of God alone. Let's share the word of God with others. How many of you will share something with God, with somebody before next Sunday, before tomorrow's service? How many of you will go out and trust God to bring somebody to church with you next Sunday? Bring somebody to church with you on Wednesday. Let's jump up on our feet and give Jesus a shout of hallelujah. You are strong. You are walking on your 2 feet. You are doing well in God. Don't keep God and the love of God to yourself. Share it with your brothers and your sisters with the world in the name of Jesus Christ. Anybody excited here today? If you are worshiping with us for the first time, I would like to receive you right here in front. Please step forward here. Let somebody receive you. I pray for everyone again in the intensive care center right now, and I declare the healing power of God flows through your body from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet in the name of Jesus. And every witchcraft arrow fired into any life, as the arrows are retrieved, they are hereby fired back to where they came from, and you are going free in the name of Jesus Christ. Do they have sound there? I see them just looking as I was praying. Yes, they are jumping up and they are checking themselves. One man just jumped up there. Check yourself, those of you there who just prayed for you now. The healings have already started. Check yourself, exercise yourself. Tumors have gone. Healings have happened, and God be praised. Let's lift up our hands, everybody, and let's give God praise this afternoon. Father, we thank you for all that you've done for us. We give you all the glory and the praise. Be thou exalted in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's share the grace together in fellowship. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us as we abide in his presence now and forevermore. Amen. And surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives as we dwell in the presence of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Shalom. There are some people that will be changing their wardrobes. God grant you the victory to do so. Some people changing their movies, changing things. God give you the ability to do it. Greet five people on your way out, and let's celebrate open doors.